howdy, howdy, hi, hi.
You're James Reed, right?
You could call me Multiply.
Spin here regularly?
Yeah.
And they pay you?
No.
What are you doing Saturday?
Anything less just...
Obviously it's Saturday.
Hey, just get the bird. More like an eagle.
You can make people dance, and that's half the battle.
James thinks you're really talented.
Sounds have soul. Build them from scratch. You're not gonna get anywhere using the same old sounds that every other laptop DJ uses.
Don't you feel like there's a lot more quality stuff we could be doing?
Okay, here's the deal. Zac Efron takes another stab at movie star heartthrob status in We Are Your Friends. In the movie, he plays a DJ from the San Fernando Valley who is trying to eke out his own slice of fame in the business while also navigating various social relationships in LA. The content of the film is wholly uninteresting to me, having never been one to frequent dance clubs even when I was of an appropriate age. However, if you're at all interested in DJing or the trendy life in Southern California, this movie should get your attention. Even without any interest from me, I have to admit that We Are Your Friends is competently put together. Still, it's a cliched story we've seen dozens of times. Yet, ironically, one of the characters gives a lecture about finding your own unique voice as an artist while the film itself delivers one of the most tired and overdone plots in Hollywood. We Are Your Friends gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.